Welcome to the Neighborhood Radio. My name is Ricus Hugley. I'm joined today with Don McLennan, and we're listening to I Love My Plug. What is that?
That was crazy. That was kind of on beat.
We're listening to I Love My Plug. That scared the shit out of me. Last time, I Love My Plug, there was a song that was just playing for like 3 minutes. I don't know if you were there. Guns was there. And it was just infesting my whole computer. I don't know what it was.
A plug scare?
I don't know, man. I feel like my shit's haunted.
A true plug jump scare?
The plug was leaking in. But we got a lot this week. I actually saw a lot of activity, which is like across every day since I Love My Plug.
Sick.
So I am interested. Last one that we checked out that I remember was this mosh inside of a pizzeria. We got a couple here. We're going to just get right into it. Again, you're listening to I Love My Plug. This is a little segment we do in the Block Discord server where, you know, most self-promo channels out there in the internet are pretty much graveyards. They're more of a filter to get stuff out of main chats rather than actually having a place to showcase what people are making. We want to change that, especially in spaces where people are going to be creative. We listen to everything that people put in. This will be uploaded at a later date on podcast platforms. The only caveat is that it has to be your song that you're uploading. If it's anyone else's song, it will not be included in the final recording simply because it's not your song that you're sharing. But other than that, let's just get right into it. Again, you're listening to I Love My Plug. We go live every 2 weeks, Wednesday, 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. EST. Well, I just noticed Dreams was talking about Vampire Survivors.
Yeah.
Banger game.
Oh, we're
banger. So, like, if you like Bullet Hells,
okay.
That's the one.
Interesting. Might have to see what's up with that then.
They have different maps that are like, some maps are just like infinite. Some of them actually like have like a start, not like a start to finish, but there's like certain objectives that you can get to, or you can just play the game mindlessly. And they've added so much content. Like when I was playing, it was in like early access. Now they have like DLC and stuff. And DLC is mostly just like new characters. But they still have a whole bunch of, like they have like, I think over 20 characters just in the base game. Super fucking good game. Little indie developer. Fire.
Crazy.
Next, the first track up we got on I Love My Plug is Finals. This is the latest track that Ari has added to their project, Peace on the Conscious, right? This is a little instrumental project that you can purchase right now on their Bandcamp.
What's up, Bone Cold? Do I like Mortal Kombat 1? It's pretty decent. What's up? How you doing?
Neighborhood Radio.
Me gusta mi plug. Thank you.
Yeah, Rick, you said the only Mortal Kombat game you played was Injustice.
Yeah. Dude, I did, bro, because I got a PS3 in like fifth, sixth grade, and this was after PS3, way after PS3 was already out. But you know, my first game, I'm going to get Injustice. You know, you got Batman, Superman on the cover. True. I was on that shit all the time. And then I finally got a PlayStation 4 a couple of years later. This must have been like 2016, 2017. And I got Injustice 2 because that game was like $10. And I remember I did a 24-hour stream with that PlayStation 4.
That's crazy.
Yes, and I remember playing Injustice 2 for like 4 hours, bro.
That's crazy. That's so wild. Wait, you said you're a 3D artist for Mortal Kombat? That's fucking tight, Bone Colt. That's really, really cool.
Yo, are you traumatized? I'm playing. I'm not playing, but are you playing? Are you?
That's wild. That's so crazy.
I'm a
visual
artist. I do illustration, animation, 3D.
Oh,
man. Hey, shout out to Bone Colt.
Yeah, that's so sick. I grew up playing Mortal Kombat. I went to the Mortal Kombat 11 release event. Me and Peggy went to it, actually. That shit was fucking that was a very hilarious day. I've been really reference for fatality was wild to see. I can fucking only imagine. Holy shit, bro. Wow. That's nuts, dude. Well, welcome in. We're doing a neighborhood radio. I love my plug. So this is like our community showcase section, essentially, where inside mm-hmm. of our Discord server, we have a space called plug where people can, you know, drop links to whatever they're doing and whatever they're working on. And we check it out every Wednesday, you know, or every other Wednesday. I'm sorry. On neighborhood radio.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. You're going to have people coming in next week being like, where's that love my plug? I'm sorry.
Facts. You're right.
That's the type of shit that gets me shot, man. Come on.
I'm sorry. No blickies for Ricky.
Hey.
please don't Ricky my Ricky.
Please don't Ricky my Ricky. Sounds like a fucking... That's the jingle. That's the jingle that Ari was asking for.
Please don't Ricky my Ricky.
That most recent track was Finals from Ari in the Discord server. Go check them out on Bandcamp. Give them some support. Some noise track. Oh, this is Bear Haley's. Check out Bear Haley's album, Fireman Pressure. We checked out a couple tracks from that, and we checked out the singles. Banger, if you want some independent, like self-made project from a young mind right now, I think he's my age, like 20 something. Check him out.
Who's this?
Really killing it. Bear Haley.
Oh, they Bear Haley is fucking sick, everything. Dude. Yeah. They dropped some
and,
new
like,
shit in the
all their friends. Nah, not nothing new, just the there's just a message that you just sent. But it was Fireman Pressure. We listened to that last time.
Yeah.
Fireman Pressure is really good. Shout out to them. His friends, their whole camp is really, really fucking talented.
Valid. Yo, thank you so much, Bonko. I really appreciate that, dog. I'm really grateful that we can be able to help you in the journey of making Mortal Kombat. That's really fucking cool. That's actually really, really sick. Like, lore. I had no idea. He said, love this man. Love your music, Dom. The light from BH was always my energy shot to lock in and grind on these MK characters. That's crazy. Because my nephew plays Mortal Kombat, like, all... My nephew, like, played MK1 to, like, to death. Like, they're sick of it now. That's how much they played it type shit. So,
thank you for tuning in, man.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in, dog. For real, for real.
Next up, on the... I let my plug. We got the real piano album. This is not a fake one. Okay? It's not counterfeit. From Sean Taylor. Dude is literally always grinding. Always making music. We don't...
Sean Taylor?
He's not in chat, so he can't give me something to choose from. But I'm instantly brought to President. I don't know how you're feeling. 12 tracks. I feel like this is a short project.
What about Tortoise?
Tortoise.
I like that name. I don't know. I just something about that name.
And Sean Taylor? Let's do it. I like the cover. Probably a bright ass day.
Real as fuck.
But they told him to smile to the camera.
Real as fuck.
I need this on a vinyl. I'll hand it up. They'll be like, who's that guy? You don't know? Let's get it. This is Tortoise by Sean Taylor. Neighborhood Radio. I love my plug.
Talking to a tortoise. Talking to a tortoise. I remember in middle school. I remember in middle school. My science teacher. Talking to a tortoise, talking to a turtle. Remember, I found a note from when I was in fifth grade. I saw a drawing of a turtle.
This is a real piano album.
Turtles and polar bears are my favorite animals.
I'm afraid of dogs, though.
Yo, Bonecode, I'm checking out some of your work on ArtStation right now. This Cerro Glory landscape study is really, really cool.
That was Tortoise by Sean Taylor. They said it's out now. They made it when taking a songwriting class in college. They had studios only with pianos, so I said I'll make a piano album. Dude, what were we just talking about? You got something on your mind? Fucking do it.
Real. Really, F.
Next up, we got Tapeworm USA.
Okay.
Called Powder Park. Press A to continue. I didn't even know you could do that. How do they do that? They put like the A button?
Yeah, that looks cool.
I haven't seen that on DSPs Unicode, before.
That's pretty tight.
I let's listen to that then. Press A to continue.
Yeah.
And this is from a single from Walter Mitty. Is their artist name. Let's check it out. Again, this is, you're listening to the Neighborhood Radio. Me gusta mi plug. Let me do something. Press A to continue. Walter Mitty. Let's go. Thank you. That was serene.
Yeah, facts. That was a great vibe.
Yo.
I was really enjoying that.
Walter Mitty, Tapeworm USA is what their name is in the Discord. Ari, I feel like I don't Tapeworm USA isn't in the Discord too much. But Ari, I feel like you could work with them, because I feel like this kind of like ambient noise is something that kind of works with the style that you're approaching. This was just like, I think I love the title Press A to Continue. I feel like it's perfect for something like this.
Yeah, facts. That was great.
This was, that was really, from the single really Powder album. Park. From based on the title, I was expecting something much. I don't know. Maybe just like more like bedroom poppy.
Word. Yeah, the cover's sick.
This is so. I wonder. Surely these. I wonder if these are assets they made, or if they just compiled them.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Really fucking cool, Walter Mitty. They put it out on the 4th of July. That's their only music out now on their Spotify. They have this little clip for a song that's on their SoundCloud called Good Vacation. Let's check out this little clip, just a little 30 seconds. Nimba Radio, I love my plug.
The idea that whatever you do, you have to kind of write it off in your head. I was like, well, that was good vacation because I recharged and I had that conversation. I had that idea. Okay, good vacation. You know, you have to be able to justify to your accountant why every single thing you do counts as a business expense for your creativity.
Right.
And I've had that since I was 7 years old.
That's hilarious.
7 years old is crazy.
Walter Mitty. I am very interested to hear more stuff.
I'm very interested as well too.
For some reason, it's an incomplete.
You've got a new fan tonight.
It's an incomplete SoundCloud link too.
Very interesting.
No, they got some older stuff. Okay. Not too much. Is this Hurdles?
Oh, sick.
Or is that a repost? What is that? Yeah. Interesting. I had no clue.
Word.
That's okay, cool. Hey, Hurdles, if you're ever listening to this, you're not Hurdles anymore. What you want us to call this? Call you Walter? What's up, Tapeworm? Let us know. Shout out. That is pretty sick.
Whatever this is sick as fuck.
I like that. Okay. Ah, they didn't say anything either. I wonder why. Okay. Ooh, we got a new one from Capcom.
Oh, new Capcom, let's go.
This first is called Kill the Internet, Work in Progress 2. It's just a minute. The first one is inspired by the music of Donda Dan, Season 2 Tomorrow. No clue what that is, but shout outs.
Hell yeah.
So let's listen to this track from Capcom. John Capcom, not to be confused with the actual company. Let's listen to it. Kill the Internet. But not my plug. Let's get it. Oh. Can't kill the plug, you got plot armor. Hex. I know he would be spazzing over this.
Just tag him in it.
Yeah. remember the name of it. There's this indie game where it's a rhythm game where you have like five tracks, kind of like Guitar Hero, and the character like moves side to side. That music has a lot of guitar in it, and I can totally see this track being used in that. I can't remember what it's called. It starts with like an E or something. Shout out to Capcom. Okay, so we got Bits up next. See You Friday. It's coming out soon. The first they got a couple right here. Little cover. Little track list. The first little thing we got here is a peek at the music video for Out the Door, featuring Zoot on the Google Drive. By the way, this does remind me, little PSA for y'all. A lot of people use WeTransfer. If you do, something to take note is that they have recently, they have recently updated the terms and conditions. I don't know how recently they updated it, but essentially they are telling you that they do have some kind of AI program, and because they need you to agree to their terms to use their service, they get a partial license that, even though it's technically not the ownership license, it is a license that gives them access to basically all information that you have uploaded them, and so that they are allowed to hold it, use it for random data points that they can use for their research, but also just straight up feed it into their AI machine. So they are just like quite literally going to skim your files and use it to inform their machine on all types of art. So if you use that as a cloud backup service, don't. If you make music, try something like Untitled. Even something something like that. Maybe even just, I don't know about honestly any other cloud services. I just use Untitled. Untitled. But just stay away from WeTransfer. Pay attention to, if you do use a cloud service, what their terms are. We're getting in a point where we're realizing, you know, they made all those jokes, you know, those vines where you skip, watch the terms and conditions, and then like a chicken comes in and beats you up. That's real shit. That's real life. That's actually happening right now. So just so y'all know, you know, get off that WeTransfer.
Real.
But next up, we got the Out the Door music video from Bits. You're getting that early sneak peek. That's a nice thing about I Love My Plug.
Let's go, Bits!
Not the Family Guy cutaway. That's the thing about that I Love My Plug is you get the stock early. You're getting it straight from the source. So let's get it. Neighborhood Radio. I Love My Plug. Hey, this Bits previewed a little 20-second track a couple times ago. Thank God he's letting us to actually listen to the whole song. That's my only thing with y'all motherfuckers here in the block. Let me calm down. Y'all keep like giving us bits and pieces, no pun intended. And then you just walk off.
This sounds familiar.
Listen, I don't blame y'all for like, you know, having stuff unfinished and, you know, never going back. You know, you're always changing. You know, you got a million projects. You're gonna leave one behind if you shared it. It's whatever. But like, man, I feel like you're doing me dirty. So nothing against it. Do what you got to do. Whatever your process is, I support it. But I'm just saying, I feel very satisfied right now. Let's get it one more time. Not blown out, hopefully. I'm going to keep it not full screen. That might be what's doing.
I wish you called me up. sound cool. Sip a purpose foreign juice. I wouldn't mind sharing with you. I wouldn't mind sharing with you. You really fine, okay. Really want me by your side, okay. Really want you to be mine, okay. You always be chilling inside my brain. You done stole my heart. Wanna see you all day. You done stole my heart. You stuck in my brain.
Out the door. Out the door.
That was very fucking wholesome. So goddamn wholesome.
What did Fly say? Nice. Nice. I mean, nice.
That was so sweet. I am now pre-diabetic. Thank you.
No, that's like that's shout out to your friends helping you shoot this.
Deadass. No, I love this. This was great.
Like you know, like I like this. That's exactly like what were we just talking about? Just a couple of friends hanging out. Like those are the kind of music videos that's just it hits home, you know.
Hell yeah!
Shout out to Bits.
Shout out to the homies.
Out the door. Well, we'll listen to a little bit of this other song we got. We don't spoil yourself all the way. Remember, see you Friday coming out soon. Let's check this one out. Called Love You Lola, Final. Nibble Radio.
I love my plug. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday evening.
Stop it right now, I can't take it. It's taking anymore. Take a step back and look at yourself. My mind's on the fucking floor. I said, you know I want you bad. No.
Good song, really good song.
That was
good
great,
shit, man. And, you know, shout out to Biz.
Good shit, Bits.
All in their bedroom, bro. Crazy. Insane.
Nah, we're fucking proud of you, dude.
The kids are all right. Again, these were just sneak peeks on the final project. See you Friday. All right, y'all. So, moving on the...
I love my blood.
We got Archangel Codec Lost Laboratory. They got a whole bunch of crap. Not crap. That's how I speak. Whole bunch of songs posted. Like, a whole bunch. So, I don't know if we're actually going to be able to get through all this. So, should we listen to demos? Should we listen to a couple demos from the album? Or should we listen to the throwaways? I look and feel like we should listen to the throwaways.
I say we do this. I say we take one from each for this I Love My Plug episode. And then for the next I Love My Plug episode, do one, like, do the next ones. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Yeah.
And keep going through
them. Okay. So, we got... So, again, we got some demos for the upcoming album and rejected tracks. So we have three from the album, but one of them is a short song. So we'll play that and another of the upcoming. Then we got something, some throwaways. I like the idea of people sharing their throwaways, like, intentionally. So, like, they warning me that it's not gonna be completed, which I will accept that. Instead of, like, getting heated over here. Let's listen to After Dark from the upcoming project. Again, this is a demo, not the final one. I like to see that people are working, putting in that work, though. I'm excited. After Dark. Angel. Loss. And Neighborhood Radio. That was After Dark from Codec Lost. Next up, we got Big Crush Sky, again from Codec Lost. Let's get it. Neighborhood Radio.
Magutamablog.
That was Big Crush Sky. I like that one. That one, like, reminded me of, like, a Geometry Dash level I would play just for the song. I didn't even want to play the game. I just wanted to listen to the song. Hell yeah. Codec Loss. Again, these are the demos for the upcoming album, so a lot of things could be different. That one, I'm assuming, is going to be extended. I really like that one. So let's get into one of these throwaway tracks. Dream of Her, before Volcano. Again, you're listening to the Neighborhood Radio. I love my plug. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be live next week with the Music League. Appreciate y'all, as always. All right, let's listen to the track Dream of Her, before vocals. Nebo Radio. That was Dream of Her by Codec Loss. I'm a little bit sad that that one was taken off. I wonder, it says it was before vocals. I was going to ask if, like, just like to the ether, I guess, what they would have, like, how they would have, like, sung to this. But maybe that's why it got scrapped. Maybe they just kind of couldn't figure it out. I really like that one, though. The little, that reminds me of, I think it's Crabs in the Bucket by Vince Staples. I'm pretty sure it's that song on Big Fish. I really like that. It's a shame that it was thrown away, but that's why you're listening to the I Love My Plug Neighborhood Radio. You get that sneak peek exclusive.
I just got back. What we missed?
You missed Dream of Her. The throwaway track, I said it reminded me of a Crabs in the Bucket, because it kind of had like a, it was almost like sparse instrumentation. Hooligan says it took him back to a 2000s internet vibe. We'll play a little bit of Clue just for you. So you can get a little vibe. Cool.
Of Numb by Linkin Park.
You need to get with Mike right now and do the happy version.
Uplifting version of Numb.
So shout out to Angel Codec Loss for sharing some of these sneak peeks. That's what you get in the Love My Plug. Stuff you cannot get anywhere.
Gotta love it.
Still got a bunch more in the I Love My Plug here. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Never stops. I kind of let's listen to Shadow Band. This is from Akaima.
Okay.
New little beat from the goat. Neighbor Radio. I love my plug.
love my plug.
Is that like holding music or like an ice cream truck? What is that? Shout out to Akaima. One thing they will do is they can make, it seems like they can make a beat out of anything. They're so creative with their like sample choices, but they still keep it like conventional. But look at that switch. Look at that switch. Y'all forget we were listening to a different song. Same song. Shadow Band. Because they don't want to hear this. They're not prepared for it. Sometimes you don't got to give them what they want. You got to give them what they need. That's what Akaima is doing for y'all tonight. Akaima quadruple A. Never misses. Shoutouts. Appreciate you, bro. Next up.
Unlimited.
We got some new guns. We got a visualizer as always. Shout out to the visualizers. It's always, I think it's so fun, the idea of like finding very specific loops that like speaks to your music when it's your music. There's something special to that. Shout out to Guns. This one is Marathon Man. The marathon continues. Out now on Bandcamp. Check them out. Time flies when you ballin'. Real shit. Let's get it. Neighborhood Radio.
Damn, on me plug.
I'm listening. Majora's Mask too. Ooh. Yeah, Don, you trying to hop on that new skate with the Fortnite characters?
Skate night, Fort Skate.
She fort on my skate till I night. Huh? That was Marathon Man. I seen this. I just need Gus to tell me to listen one more time. listening. I'm listening, Guns. I got you. Never misses. Yo, I need someone to hit Guns up for visualizers, bro. They never miss. I'll never forget. Fourth quarter, this one was legendary. Because they always use, like, you know, like, random clips. But for this one, because it had that kind of old school vibe. This shit, they use this old crazy school game. I love that. This might be my favorite one.
Yeah, this one's so sick. This one is fucking gas.
Nah, that's so creative. I fucking love it.
For real. The visual style that Guns has been developing, like, I feel like it really, like, refined itself with the Ka shit. And, like, since then, it's just, like, yeah, leveled, like, been levels, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, oh my god, I still remember sending that to my homie in Ohio, and he's just like, holy shit! Like, this is the exact kind of, like, bro.
You want to be,
like,
I'll make a great provider. The hardest
look at that. He's, like, overlaying. And then this, like, I don't even know what to call this. But I just love how it looks. It's almost mesmerizing.
Picture. It's fucking cool as hell.
Picture, yeah, dude. He makes that look so good.
Yeah, facts. It's very, and it's all tastefully done, too. It's not like it's, like, you know, splash all over the page.
What did Ray Vaughn said? He said, you're on TV, but your homie's using CapCut. Guns isn't using CapCut. I mean, he might be. I don't know. But if he is, he's doing great. That's still fucked up. That's probably my favorite line in that whole Joey Badass versus the West beef. How you on TV and your homie's using CapCut is crazy. Shout out to Guns. Marathon Man. Out now on the YouTube channel. Run it up. Run the visualizer up on their Instagram. Ooh, Devrolo. They got a Going Down remix. This is an XXXTentacion song. I like this song a lot, but I feel like, you know, probably nobody talks about this song nowadays. Obviously, it makes sense, you know, considering his passing. But just beyond that, this song, I feel like, doesn't get actually too much recognition, I guess is the right word. And they threw in a little Young Thug verse. So let's check it out. They called it Oh My God, Shoddy Thick. Neighborhood Radio.
I love my plug. God Nebulous.
Oh, thank you for doing that, though.
Oh my god, yeah. god, shawty think she, oh my god. Going down, it's going down. Going down, it's going down. Going down, going down.
The god Nebulous. Oh my god, shoddy thick indeed. That Young Thug verse was really good on that. Shout outs. That was actually a really fun Murex. That shit 4K as fuck.
Yeah, the synths on that were really fucking cool, honestly.
I never knew I needed Young Thug on strong synths like that.
And the drums also too, like it wasn't like it was like traditional, like the drums are really cool.
The drums, it was almost like a dance track.
Yeah, I felt like almost like a Speaker Box Love Below song.
It almost had like an older feel to it.
Yeah, facts.
Next up, from R. Kelly Superfan. Okay, dog.
Oh gosh.
They said, hello, me and my collective just released our first single of our first real mixtape. The views kind of suck. I'm trying to figure out this whole algorithm thing. Here's a song. If anyone listens, we'd love feedback. Hope someone can vibe to it. The algorithm is definitely real. That's also kind of like an excuse a lot of like big people use for like a fall off and stuff. If you want quote unquote views and stuff like that, you just got to keep grinding. Just keep putting stuff out. If people connect to it, they're gonna slowly collect and support everything else you do later on. But there's nothing, you know, there's no strategy that you can do if you don't have anybody listening. Just keep making music.
Facts.
Because eventually when you do get an audience, they're going to be like, oh my God, this song's so good. And they have all this other music that I'd never heard of. And like no one else was listening to. They're going to go back, you know, real people who are real fans. I don't know about the word fans in this context because of, like, you know, again, the algorithm and stuff. But people who are real fans, they're going to, like, listen to everything you do, not just, like, the one thing that, like, grabs their attention.
Dude, that's so real.
So, if you know, and, you know, it's you and you said you're a collective. So, I'm assuming y'all are all doing this together for some fun. So, you know, just keep grinding. Like, the algorithm, the easiest way to, quote-unquote, play the algorithm is literally just consistency. But that's just life. You know, there's no secret to anything. You know, you want to get fit and healthy. It's not, there's no secret pill you can take. You just got to take it day by day. You know, taking a little bit of a walk, making sure to stretch your muscles, stretch your joints. But let's check it out. You know, again, respect to the grind. Hope y'all find success. They go by A7. There's Wade, 7 Nimrod, Killalips and Jewels. The first song made after Click for Sex. That's definitely a title. Recorded in our base of operations, a garage. That's real. So let's check it out. Big Booty Bitches. And I cannot lie. Neighborhood Radio. Let's check this out. I love my plug. It's a new face in the plug. That's always fun. Let's get
always
it.
Always great to see you.
Neighborhood Radio.
I didn't know who you were.
Okay.
Check me out.
Okay, okay.
All I wanna do is flip big boy Benzes and get big booty bitches with all my niggas. And you know we all in the club. We ain't even know we was all in the same club. But fuck, gotta throw the money in the air for the hoes. And we got to flip the money up good for the bros. You already know the shit that we know. Cause nigga, you know that you really don't know. Why these niggas think they know? Nigga, you don't know.
Yeah.
This shit sounds mad.
They don't know us because they don't know us.
Got them books with us.
12 gauge motherfucking slugs with us bitch ass. Like the fucking bitch.
All the fucking bitches, big booty bitches. I'm standing on my goodness, calling out God as a witness. Trying to prevail, piercing the veil. So my soul to retail to make sales. But I keep it real like real, real. So on the track, I gotta kill. So pop Molly in the form of pills to catch some thrills. My life is chill. Just one thing got me tripping. Haters dissing, talking shit about my murder squad. This is the Call of Duty, we the black ops. Load them off, boss, kill them all. Run along, ringing drums till my ears bust. Bro, who don't believe in berries? I got skeletons to bury, skin and bones, bricks and poles, covenants, sticks and stones, aristic thrones, who's behind doors closed. Say it till I'm dead or grown. I ain't never coming home, so bring it on.
This is the friendly rap group. This is the friendly group that can rap really, really fucking good.
Yeah, yeah. No, actually.
That was so fun to hear.
Funny.
I miss like making music with my friends when we were teenagers, like this, and being that person amongst my friends that all just were like really having a fucking blast. You know what I'm saying? Like core memories.
People like this. Yeah, this is like toothless. That's the thing is though. Like that's the best environment because you feel comfortable. You know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So even if you're like young and you haven't really like rapped too much, you know you can't. You know you can't rap.
You're just having fun, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Searching to find the serum in time, I screw my mind to
lose nice
it.
Nice beat,
Nico was blind, I'm losing my dimes, rip, rewind to move it. Flow straight, jacket, need a mental institution. Hit it steady, showing I'm my balance with my movement. Toothless, west, but I'm swerving, shooting booze. Who ain't fucking with my new shit? Turning down the music, like, don't you say nothing stupid. Would you do trick? Preaching pro abort, a bitch, you blew it up like, screw this. All I want is money, honeys with fat asses all around the lummy. Show them sugar titties, redefine how I'm getting lucky. She said, teach me how to do the motherfucking Dougie. Love me. Love me, ho. Yeah, all these bitches love me, you know. Yo, A7. Yo.
Take to the sky. Get a fat bitch, get a geeking like a method man. Homies was always telling, but they'll never tell a man. Always trying to get the shit poppin', call a set of Taliban's. Killer crack, nigga, kills coming from
Pakistan.
I can't breathe cause I'm a fat nigga. Don't play with me cause we in the trap, nigga. I get it smacking. Oh fuck, I'm booty licking. Tickle ticking. What the fuck am I saying? I don't know. I don't know. Fuck a fat bitch and an ugly ass hoe. I just like the way they be moving they throw. What the fuck am I talking about? I feel like a musket route. I just wanna get kicking like the.
Yeah, y'all clearly do not need to worry about no fucking algorithm, y'all. This is what you got to be doing, just having fun with your friends, man. Hey, y'all are putting on that work in,
though. That was beautiful because that was fun.
No, you love to see it, like, for real. Out there in Tucson. R. Kelly's super fan. Maybe change the name.
Yes.
Maybe. Please. I don't know about that. But besides that, you know, shout out to y'all, A7. Again, don't worry about no algorithm. That doesn't matter. Just keep working on your craft.
Real.
Have fun. And, you know, like, your production choices and stuff. Nice. Nice, really nice beat. Keep putting shit up. And, you know, I don't know if you've also uploaded to, like, Bandcamp and YouTube and stuff, but, you know, move beyond SoundCloud. You know, again, it's, you know, nothing's permanent, but having it on as many places as possible is always going to be dope. You know, I know so many people, like, they kind of get a following on SoundCloud, but then they reach their limit, and there's kind of nothing they can do because they don't necessarily want to, you know, you shouldn't have to pay money to a free service to keep uploading. So, you know, just keep that in mind. But, you know, shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Sounds like y'all are having a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, maybe a little bit too much fun, but y'all are having fun.
Honestly, that's fine. Like, you have too much fun now. While have as much fun as you possibly can while nobody's watching.
Exactly. You know, again, it's kind of...
Once people start paying too much attention, it gets hard to have fun.
Exactly.
I've been, like, I've been spending years trying to get back to having fun after having people pay a little bit too much fucking attention to me.
Right, but you know, like, you know, you're kind of getting the back in the hand of, like, if someone does feel super opinionated, why should it bother your creativity?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Again, I love to see everybody just having a fun summer. I'm seeing a lot of people having fun with the summer despite everything going on. You know, keep
hags,
you know,
my keep hags, my guys.
Hags. So we got some international plug here. Again, shout out to Ari for updating that project. Let's I want to see something new from you, bro, though. Like they say always, pick a song. I'm kind of annoyed they don't give me songs to pick, but we've got some bangers just randomly. You want to pick a track?
I'll pick one, yeah. Give me the red and gold one. How We Rock.
How We Rock? I like the title. Ooh, that's a nice cover.
The cover's crazy, dude.
Holy shit, that's the monitor right there?
Yeah, he's like holding the speaker over his fucking desk. That's a sick cover.
Okay. DJ Shaka, How We Rock. I feel like he was probably on a feature on another song that Ari has shared. True. Let's get it, though. We got the international plug, How We Rock. Let's get the English lyrics for us Westerners over here. All right, Neighborhood Radio. I love my international plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that Genius is quite literally a text-based site, but whatever the fuck they do to index their shit makes it crash. What a gar! Why does Genius suck? It does not need to suck. Bruh. No translations for y'all. We gonna have to take it real and raw. Genuinely never misses. Shout out to Ari.
That sounds like a classic.
Dude, this part where he was...
Sto che ogni play fratello, tre centesimi. Tocca stare in alto col rap, Tom Hanks, prendimi. Dai bro, che macchino due irons come Jeremy. Bang! Shaq e LeBron, Sylvester Arnold. Gli altri non ce l'hanno, sto flow, si vestiranno.
No. That flow is crazy.
Crazy. Only an Italian could do that.
I love, like, I used to do that a lot when I was younger. Like, listen to, like, foreign rap and, like, pick those flows up and try and put them in, like, American songs. Shit's mad.
It's crazy. Because, like, the way he's speaking, he's able to, like, fit so many, like, syllables.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Shaka, How We Rock. With a C.
Shaka with a C. With two C's.
Don't forget it. Because all of y'all are carbon copies. We're down. I just realized we're down to the last two. Here on the I Love My Plug Neighborhood Radio. This has been a longer show. It's been a while since we've had a long show, but thank y'all for joining me. Here on I Love My Plug. It's been a fun night. Remember, we got Music League next week. Got a hooligan one. They said, did some rapping for the first time. I'm not a lyricist or a rapper by any means, but life's been weird, and I gotta try new stuff more. Hope y'all enjoy. Also, let me know if you have any pointers. Always striving to do better and break past my barriers as an artist. One more thing. I'm still tweaking it to sound the way I want. I might do some angry, loud, crushed to shit verse at the end, but I gotta write it first. No worries. It's called Synthetic with an I, as in a sin.
Okay.
Let's check it out. Hooligan. They rapping. They never miss. Jumbled was crazy. So let's check out Synthetic. Neighborhood Radio. Me gusta mi plug. We'll be right back.
Frustration, soul conviction, self-displacing, low position, metal sink, no debate. Time goes right, can't concentrate. The fucking ounce up in my brain, a bumping mental, full of in my deep vibrating, need a ground. Pick yourself up off the ground. Slick as me, man, my civic command, it can all can't come in. Might be sick, my stomach consists of strain, the world's in pain. Time is crashing, running out, my time is just tripping out. I'm frustrated, falling out, my thoughts are deep down in the ground.
The way I'm walking, all the things just keep on talking. Try to grab a hold of me. In just the time, you'll see that I got nothing for you. Grab your shit and grab your crew. Don't try to sit and bleed your kids. Go fuck yourself, I need my space. It's real, the gas, thinking you're upper class. You see that all you do. I'm speaking facts, you know it's true. You lost the right to speak. You tried to silence me, and now I'm speaking out. So yourself in the crowd about. Can't seem to keep it cool. Got problems with all the rules. You don't make a single cent. You're such an embarrassment. Forget to tuck in chairs. Seems like mom just didn't care. All your manners need some work. So fucking flip that stupid smirk. It is inconsequential. You'll be left living alone. You'll be sitting there just wishing while you're biting on the chrome. Just how could life be different? You just suck it all commitment. Where's the thought to move ahead? Instead you're laying on your bed.
Breaking out from my shell, making something that's real. Get stuck inside the pain, don't tuck and hide away. I'll quiet down my mind, I've been sinking to my grind. Ain't no time to run away, I'll have to face it day by day. That was really fucking good, Dan. What the fuck?
One of my favorite genres of music is producers rapping for the first time and saying that they don't know how to rap, and then it sounds really good.
I'm guilty as charged.
like that's, again, like, didn't we just talk about this? Like, that's how that starts?
Yes.
I feel like we just talked about this.
Absolutely not. That shit was sick. That was really, really fucking fun. It sounded really cool. It sounded, yeah, that was brilliant. Brilliant work.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, you said you're not a lyricist by any means, but I can tell, like, what you're talking about. Like, you actually have something to say. You're not just, like, rapping to, like, fill in the space on your song.
And it sounds good, too, because of how well of a producer you are. So that's also a great
plus. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Zeke. Like, you just have such a good sense of music. Like, like, you know how your vocals should sound to the beat, even if you don't necessarily know how to rap.
Yeah, sometimes I even struggle with that shit. So it's like, yeah, you're doing really fucking good, dude. That shit sounds really cool. But yeah, nah, that was sick. That was really, really fucking cool, yeah.
All right. So next up for I Love My Plug. Again, this has been a fun episode. Shout out to everybody. We got Bone Culto. They shared an animated music video that they worked on. This is, again, one of the a new first one. I love seeing people share stuff for the first time. Hope you share more of your work, man.
Yes, yes, yes. This is who popped in the Twitch chat with us.
Yeah. This song is AQA Burbank. We got a everything they said they did? Digital artists, illustration, animation, and 3D.
Very cool.
On Mortal Kombat. So let's check out this video, AQA from Burbank. Burbank.
Burr. Burr.
Burr. Let's get it. Already like this. Like, this could be a desktop background.
This looks really cool already.
This was for a group friend of mine, Burbank, some guys from England who made an album meanwhile they were in college.
Thank you, bro.
gonna be big one day. If we're big one day, we're gonna be big one day. See that we gonna be big or we gonna be big. Fuck this shit. Fuck every nigga the same way. You gonna make it. Fuck every nigga who don't wear on the fucking wave. Thank you.
The gradients were like really, really pretty in there.
I want to go back. This shot right here.
That shot's really cool. There's a couple really cool shots.
Y'all don't want it to be so loud, but when this shit goes, I'm fucking out, man. Shout out to my bitches. Shout out
this
to
could
my
low-key be a visualizer. Like, yeah, just yeah, yeah. Get that like shit
today, yeah, I'm exactly,
get
yeah.
That shit today. Girl, you know I'm about to pay. Girl, you know I'm making way.
I love this on the white background.
Yeah.
It makes the shading look really good. Shout out to Bone.
The lighting on the shot is really, really.
And this was from a few years ago. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing this.
I'd be so curious of like what you're cooking up now, like how you've improved since then too.
That was on the album The ABCs of Burbank. That song is AQA.
So Bone, can I ask you what characters that you did like design and modeling for? Or are you under NDA? This is really cool. I want to see if I can like see your style. I'm grubbing on gummy bears right now. I just had I had a turkey sandwich and now yeah.
Shout out to the turkeys. Homemade pizza. Lucky.
That's so sick. Ghostface cameo skins? Ooh. That's fucking cool as hell. The Ghostface skins are really sick. Like a corner store, dollar store brand.
Okay.
Nothing special at all.
There's these, let me look them up. There's like these like more expensive ones. They're like the white bag with the red logo. That one's like hyped up, but I think they are trash. Albanese. I copped a bag and I thought these were low key doo doo. Like I didn't like the
Albanese texture or the flavor. You're not a fan of them?
Mm.
Word.
I like me some Haribo.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like the off brand ones. The off brands always hit.
Not facts, exactly. The more off brand.
You know what's damn, a that's fire,
our is that our dude? Last entry?
Yes, that is that. That's wow. This is the end of I love my plug. You know, crazy. I feel like we can end it on a little bit of candy talk, but yeah, that's the end of I love my plug. No more music, unfortunately. Appreciate everybody who did share this last 2 weeks. Remember, we got Music League next week.